Okay, so we are up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin of Perek Yavas according to Abchaim Volozhiner, and we just finished the Kinyani HaTorah. Abchaim Volozhiner says as follows on the Mishnah. Let's read the Mishnah together first. Gedol HaTorah, Torah is great, she nesenes chayim lo'oiseha. Torah provides life for those who learn it, both in this world and in the next world. As it says, the Torah provides life for those who find it, and even for your flesh, it's a marpe. So in other words, that's the raya. That's a raya that it's not just good for you in Olam Hazeh, in Olam Hazeh, but it's in Olam Haba. It's good for you in Olam Hazeh as well. Okay? So now, and that's what we're proving. So, first of all, he says, the Rav Volozhiner says something very interesting here. He says, you know that you find that there are certain mitzvos that have different segula. You know, it says, tzedakah tatzel mimaves. Tzedakah is special in that it protects you from death. There is, shiluach hakan is for arichas yamin. These different mitzvos have a specific segula, right? So Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner says that when we say Talmud Torah connected kulam, that we say Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah of all of the mitzvahs, not just that Talmud Torah is connected kulam, it's not just that Talmud Torah is connected kulam in the reward that you get for all the mitzvahs, but Talmud Torah connected kulam is that Talmud Torah gives you the segula that every other mitzvah has. So included in Torah is all the segulas of every other mitzvah. That's what it means, according to Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. So, tzedakah tatzel mimaves? Torah's tatzel mimaves. If Shlach HaKan gives you arichas yamin, Torah gives you arichas yamin. Anything that, and that's why we say in Tzavah Torah, ein segula ka Torah. There is no segula like Torah. You just learn, because if you learn, then... So, I remember one time, this was a famous story with the Chafetz Chaim, that someone, came to the Chafetz Chaim and asked him for a bracha. He said, you don't own a set of Mishnayos? What do you mean? If you own a set of Mishnayos, what are you coming to me to get a bracha? Just learn a Mishnah. You need a bracha from me? Learn Mishnayos. Yeah, what better bracha you're going to get than learning Mishnayos? You have to come to me for a bracha? Chafetz Chaim said, a Rebbe of mine one time said he was in Eretz Yisrael for yeshiva, and his Rebbe said, and he asked his Rebbe, can you go to this special place? This is why you want to go to that special place to do this. He said, well, you're in yeshiva, just learn. So he says, well, can I go to that special place? Well, you're in yeshiva, just learn. Until eventually he said, what's so great about being in Eretz Yisrael? He said, it's good about being in Eretz Yisrael is that you learn better. It's all about the learning, but it's all you can learn better. So that's what Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, ain't segula katara. But here he says a very interesting thing. He says that afilu hachayus shehachius shehamitzvah nesenes lo'isah, even the chius that you get from a mitzvah, and Chaim Volozhiner says, les leila hamitzvah migarmi klob, the power of the mitzvah to give you something is because the mitzvah is a manifestation of the words of the Torah that it represents. So you know what gives a power? Okay, so Torah is tatzel mimavis, but tzedakah is tatzel mimavis. Why is tzedakah tatzel mimavis? Why does tzedakah have that segula? Because tzedakah has in it that the Torah wrote about it. So there's a parsha in the Torah about this mitzvah. So this mitzvah is also related to the Torah. So therefore, it's not just independent, like there's a power of the mitzvahs. The power of the mitzvahs draw their power from the parsha in the Torah that relates to that mitzvah. That's what Rav Chaim Volozhiner says. I'll read the notion. Les leila ha-mitzvah migar me klum. The mitzvah doesn't have the power by itself. Rak meha oisiyos ha-Torah ha-ksuvim be'inyan ha-mitzvah ha-hi. It's from the letters that the Torah wrote to describe this mitzvah. So since there's a kedusha of the Torah associated directly with that mitzvah, that's where the mitzvah draws its power to give that particular segula. So it's all, according to Rav Chaim Volozhiner, everything gets its power from the Torah because the Torah is the greatest expression of the Ratzon Hashem. The Torah is kutcha b'richo v'raisa chadu. The Torah is the greatest, you know, manifestation of the Ratzon Hashem. And this mitzvah has its place in the Torah. And that's where that's where it gets its power from.
Our pleasure. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So if someone's like learning, you know, he's very involved in his learning, and in front of him, his friend dropped his groceries all over the floor, and you know, it's a big mess, and the bag broke, etc. Should he stop his learning?
So there's a halacha about this. So good question. So in a way, you would say that absolutely not, because Torah is a higher level, right? However,
also osek b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah.
And you would say osek b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah. However, despite the fact, and I have a piece on this in the Sefer I wrote on Hilchos Talmud Torah in the Rambam, and that question, because despite the fact that we say Torah is greater than any other mitzvah, and in other mitzvahs is a concept osek b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah. If you're in the middle of doing one mitzvah, you don't jump to another mitzvah. However, the only exception to that is learning. If a person is learning and a mitzvah comes up, provided that the mitzvah cannot be performed by anybody else. So if it's a mitzvah, someone else cannot do that mitzvah, then you have to stop your learning and do the mitzvah. So you can ask, well, that's counterintuitive. I mean, Torah is the greatest mitzvah. Why should you stop this mitzvah to do that mitzvah? And the answer is because if you learn, but the learning is a contradiction to the way you behave, then it's not good learning, obviously.
I think the learning should lead to maaseh. I think the higher level is maaseh. The learning is.
So that's a good question. This is a very, very good question. Which it says, okay, you know, this is getting to, this we have to look, okay, we're going to learn that question tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow we'll veer off and we'll deal with that question, which is that it's a very shver Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin asks, Eizehu Adif, what's greater, Torah or Maisim? And the Gemara says, Torah is better because Torah brings to Maisim. So the question is, so then you see the opposite, if anything. If the whole point of Torah is to bring to Maisim, so Maisim is greater. So what does that Gemara mean? We'll address that tomorrow, okay? But Adam, you touched on that whole Gemara right there, you know? It's a whole Gemara about that question. So, but the halacha is that if the Torah does not affect the way you behave, then it's not good learning either. So of course the Torah has to affect your personality and affect the way you look at things. You know, okay. Now, by the way, just off topic also, it's interesting. You know that it's well known that the Rambam says that a person, when he passes by a store of chazir, and they're selling, let's say, tray food, and it smells really good, you're not supposed to say, oh, this tray food is disgusting. You're supposed to say, this tray food was pretty good. It's kishmak. It probably tastes very good. But ma'esev, atar asra, I'm like, but I'm not allowed to eat it. A person should instill in themselves that the reason why they're not eating it is because the Torah told them not to, not because they don't want it. However, the Rambam says very importantly that that's only by mitzvahs of Bein Adam Lamakom, mitzvahs that have to do like kashrus and these things. But mitzvahs Bein Adam L'chavero, it's the opposite. You're not supposed to say, oh, that lady across the street, I would rather just let her get hit by the car. Lamaisa, it's a mitzvah to do it. No, it's the opposite. You're supposed to want to help her. So but the Rambam says that by Adam L'chavera, you're supposed to want to do it. By Ben Adam L'makom, you're supposed to do it because Hashem commanded you. So Ben Adam L'chavera, it's not enough to say, well, you know, I'm doing good for the mitzvah. No, it's supposed to change you that you should be the type of person that wants to do that. Okay, fine. Let's just continue for a minute. So now, Reb Chaim Volozhiner continues and he says, what does it mean that the Torah nosenes chayim lo'oseha bo'olam hazeh uvo'olam haba? What does it mean it gives life to someone in this world and the next? Obviously it gives life to you. We're saying in this world it gives you chiyus. What does it mean in olam haba? So obviously you're going to get tzchar in olam haba for your Torah. But he adds on something here. He says Torah is the only mitzvah that not only do you get tzchar in olam haba, but after a person is niftar, I don't know what this means, so I'm just going to say what he says because it's a Gemara. He says, after a person is nifter, they're still alive in this world also. What does that mean? He says, kisfasav doive vois bekever. The Gemara says that anybody, we learned yesterday, is supposed to say davar b'shem oimrei, right? You're supposed to say something in the name of someone who said it. He says, when you say Torah of someone who died, If you say Torah in the name of someone who died, when you say that person's Torah, the Gemara says his lips are moving in the Keva. His lips, it's like he's still talking. So not only is he getting reward in Olam HaBa for his Torah, but he's even kept alive in this world to a certain degree, right?
Because the fruits are continuing to grow, the trees continue to give fruit.
Exactly. Who's more alive? You know, some guy that's sitting in his you know, bedroom, you know, watching TV 24/7, or Rashi. Right? Think about it, right? Rashi's alive. Rashi doesn't go by a minute if someone's not trying to figure out what Rashi meant. What did Rashi mean? He died 1200 years ago. When Rashi means this, Rashi means that. Everyone's fighting to figure out what, right? What Rashi say? Rashi's alive, right? No one's gonna say that, you know, someone was fighting about what Rabbi Kivager, we had a question, what did Rabbi Kivager mean? Kivager says, what do you mean? So one of the Chavra and the Kolal says, well, let's just ask him, he's still alive. You know, let's read the word. We don't have to wonder, he's still here, let's ask him. You know, so no one's gonna say that Rabbi Kivager is not alive. Right, people spend hours every day trying to figure out what is he saying, what did he mean. So it's growing, right? So that's what he's saying. It's not just Torah doesn't just keep you alive in this world. It doesn't just keep you alive as you get reward in the next world, but you're actually alive in this world. You know,
that's someone who gives over Torah.
Yeah, right.
It's not someone who learns. Learning is one thing. Giving to others and then perpetuating is another story.
Correct.
Different level.
No, it is a different Indian. It's a different Indian, but he brings that in this context as well. That Torah is that one mitzvah that a person connected to it can stay alive, you know, for generations. And then he says, Shenemar, Refuah Estia L'Sarecha V'Shiku L'Atmasecha V'Oimer Eitz Chaim Hi L'Machazikim Ba, which we've spoken about this pasuk many times already, that the Torah provides life for the person. I just want to read you the words of Rabbi Chaim, if you have it. It's beautiful words, how he describes the Eitz Chaim of Torah. I'm just going to read the words. He says the following, Ki Ha'olam, the world, Yam Zoif, is a fierce ocean, V'Galov Soyarim, and its waves are strong and powerful, lehatbia b'mitzulois hataivos, to swallow everyone up in the world of the taiva, of the olam hazeh, of the physical pleasures. Ach, habali hinotzo, you want to save yourself from that oncoming wave. Yoichaz be'etz hachayim, you have to hold on to the eights of life. He hatorah, that's the Torah. V'hi hatavlin, that is the spice, that's the medication. Le'yetzer harav tavosav, that can temper, that's the right word, the person's typhus and the person's physical drive. And if you stay away from that, porish minachayim, he'll drown. Kihi chayei, and the Torah provides us life. And someone who learns with the understanding, he realizes that by me holding on to Torah, this is my only way to keep myself straight. As he eats chayim lo be'emes, then it will provide him life. It's just the wording is beautiful. The way he says it. Just a quick word on that, how Torah itself is life. It's a beautiful word from Yitzchak Kuttner, Rav Kuttner, the Rashiv of Chaim Blin, Pachad Yitzchak. So he said the following word. Said that in this world, there are luxuries and there are necessities. Luxuries are things that when you have them, it's geschmack. When you have them, it's good, but you don't have them, nishkaferlach. Okay, I didn't get that extra, you know, 16 types of chocolate, you know, I would have liked for sure. Okay, but it's nice when you have it. You don't have it, no. Necessities is the opposite. When you have them, you don't appreciate it that much. But when you don't have it, you realize how much you need it. So he said, the only thing is Torah is neither. Because tzaddikim, people that are into it, when they don't have it, they're in pain. Like, I need it. And when you have it, every time you're learning, you have still a geschmack. So how's it possible? Is it necessity or is it luxury? It's one or the other. So he says, Rav Hunter, He says, this is all talking about what people, you know, are what people enjoy in this world, in their lifetime. He says, but life itself is not a necessity or a luxury. It's life itself. Life itself, when you have it, you appreciate it, and not having it is very painful. So he says that Torah is not something that we do. Torah is our lifeline itself. Torah is for a Jew, the Torah is his life. It's not just an activity that you partake in. So therefore, when you make it that way, so he says, every time you're engaged in it, it's like your oxygen is being held back and you're being given oxygen. It's amazing. And if you would be held back oxygen, it would be terrible. So the Torah is not just something we do, an activity, but it's our life itself. And that's what we're saying in this Mishnah. Kedusha Torah she in a sense chayim lo isha. That the Torah itself provides life for us in this world. Okay? So in Mitzvah tomorrow, we will try to do that Gemara and Kiddushin related to the question of when, you know, if Torah is so much greater than all the mitzvahs, why is it that you would do a mitzvah when faced with that dilemma of Torah versus mitzvah? Okay? But I think at this point we're starting to get a feel for the whole hashkafa of Rav Chaim Volozhiner and the Vilna Gaon and, you know, that whole mahalach. That's the philosophy here. But we'll work on that tomorrow, okay?
Thank you, Rav Leiber.
Okay, very good.